Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Merry Christmas to all of you. Afishapa. I want to say, Amen. Thank you. Okay. Clap for them. Clap for them. Let's set up. Hallelujah. All right. Good to see all of you. It is a blessing to have all of you. Can I have my smaller pulpit here? Let's bring it to the front. Let me have a seat to it. And then we can begin. Say amen. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Father, thank you. You have gathered into this place the prophetical emergent generation, a people purchased with the blood of Christ, anointed, mandated, empowered, endowed, and you have granted us grace to flow in your presence tonight. 24th of December, we could have been anywhere else, but I've chosen to be in your presence because in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I give you thanks. I pray in the name of Jesus that your spirit will take absolute charge, total preeminence, total domination. Rebuke every interference, intrusion, interruption, every demonic presence we rebuke and ask in the name of Jesus that your presence will take absolute charge and you will have your way in the lives of your dear people. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, we have prayed. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands before we will take our seats. Before we will take our seats, I'm going to let us read a very popular scripture. Right after that, I will allow us to take our seats. Hosea, the fourth chapter, the sixth verse. Hosea chapter 4 and verse number 6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Very popular scripture. You possibly didn't know this is where it was. Can you please use the old software for me, please? Thank you. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. May God bless the reading of his word. Can you change this please quickly and then let us run through the versions nicely and see how it goes. Sound please, you're doing very bad. Whatever it is, fix it back and let us know where we're going. Hosea chapter 4 and verse number 6. I would like us to go to about 5 versions and look at it very well. NLT first. Let us look at NLT first. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. Wow. Wow. Message version. Let's read together. Message version of the Bible. Ready and go. My people are ruined because they don't know me. They don't know what the what's right. Wow. Let's go further. Because wow, amplified. Let's read the amplified version. Right after that, we will do the GMT and we are done. Amplify. Ready and go. For lack of knowledge, come on. Have rejected knowledge. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Let's read the GMT quickly and then I will allow you to take your seats. Ready and go. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. You may be seated and welcome somebody that is sitting next to you. Just say hi. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas to all of you. Everybody that is watching is going to be brief but deep and straight by the grace of God. I have come to a realization that the born-again Christians of my time, especially in my generation, we do Love Talk. I have 4 editions of Love Talk in a year. I start off in a year with a February 14th edition. This year, we went to Kumasi for the February 14th edition. It was amazing. It was amazing. Then we have the April edition. This year we had a virtual edition of the April edition of Love Talk. And then we have the grand edition. The one we had at the, what's the place? The National Theater of Ghana. We have the grand edition. And then we have the Christmas edition. The 24th of December, we will have Love Talk. I think that is going to be 2 weeks now. Today is Thursday. Saturday is going to be 2 weeks exactly. My biological father passed on to be with the Lord. So I decided, let me honor him by just calling off the Christmas edition of Love Talk. And let me just invite, as the Lord is leading me, this singles only. You are married, it's good that you came. It will be something that will help you in terms of imparting to the next generation. It will be a great blessing to us. So, I mean, when you are loaded within yourself, it will go further to be a blessing to somebody who is also, you know, not here. And so if you are married, fine. But this particular one is what I call singles round table. Let all singles come together and we can be able to come together and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the presence of God. Now, let bring back the scripture and let us look at some few things that have been outlined in this particular scripture. And then we can be able to work. In this version, he said, my people are doomed. My people, not the people of the world. My people, not inipa etibonim, my people, they are doomed for lack of knowledge. I realize that we have become so spiritual to the point that we have neglected knowledge. I see so many single people in the house of God. Sometimes I am beginning to believe that, you know, your friends, your colleagues at work and places are, you know, beginning to think they are having fun. And the people that know the light, so many things in little base will help me. So I would like us to, you know, build up on the word of the Lord. Because here, Babylon no dey e da ho. Wonipa ochi dey bono, it matters. This scripture that we read, it is the content of God's word. But nipa or chirimuno, it matters. Se nipa no e chirimu chianua. Yeya ye tieni na bechia. I just said, the Lord grants somebody some discerning ability to know that, baby, I have faith. Then we can acknowledge. So he is saying, my people, the people whose names are written in the book of life, they perish because they lack knowledge. I don't want to, turn this into preaching and then I miss exactly the message which the Lord has sent me to present to you. But there are four kinds of single people in the Bible. Let's talk Bible. There are single people, and I want to talk to you about those esujafor. I'm not getting refinement at all, please. Push me up on these things. Let me hear, the thing in the front. And they are all in one scripture. Matthew chapter 13 from verse number 3. The Bible said that Jesus spake a parable. He presented a parable. And I will want to use opportunity to just let us outline this. In the King James Version, the Bible said, and he spake another parable unto them, that a sower went to sow his seed, or went forth to sow his seed. And as he was sowing, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. In verse number 5, the Bible said, and some fell on stony places, where they had no much earth, and forthwith it sprung up, because it had no depthness. The Bible said, when the sun came up, you will be smart for me on that thing, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. In the next verse, the Bible is saying, and some fell on thorns, and the thorns sprung and choked them. In verse number 8, the Bible said, the other fell on good ground and brought forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. But let's go back and let's look at the predominant words that, worked up there. From verse number 4, listen to how it worked. In verse number 4, the Bible said, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. Everybody say wayside. This is the kind of single people they are still in school, they get themselves pregnant and all that. This is the first kind of single people. They tested sex whilst they were teenagers. 13 years, 15 years. That kind of single people. Single people are okusku badonyem. Go and write your exam. That is the first kind of single people that is in the Bible. The Bible calls them, they are wayside single people. I am not trying to talk to a congregation who are perfect. Obia, what did them has a past? True? You are quiet for my liking. True? True, be our past. Some of us, our past, we wish we don't even remember them. Are they? Wait here. If you might have once said yes, ma'am, you can ask a woman to maintain. Do you have a past? Yeah. Be any demo how in the past. Ufri baby na aba baby ana. Most of us, we have a very nasty past. Should I review some of the past things? Oh, Ubeti. Please. Say amen. past bi wo ha wo shi obi na ka kire na obi ja o straight wo ni past ni mo just by telling them your past they will leave you just by telling your past they will leave you There are people here who have already committed by 5 abortions right now. Oh, 5 in Israel. 5 Israel. I know I have met people who have committed 11 abortions. One person. Can I develop? Can I go further? Oopa, my main for microphone in mamo, one by one. Now on Kron Kron Emrauso. So we be cano cre. Cabe ten somewhere better no one. Hallelujah. If people pass are so nasty, they have slept with their own brothers and sisters. Serious. Will be make a cup pass. Some of the past are so nasty. That to the point that the people you committed these things with sometimes waba alabasta forest and Bible kesiye and our love talk now be shiano who now we yam jo pram hey omo ebo omo nsemno they know. Hallelujah. Praise the name. The second kind of singles are those singles, the Bible calls them stony places. Stony places. Those are the kind of singles, listen to this very carefully. The kind of singles that never know love until this guy promises you love. I love you, girl. Do you remember the first time you received a love letter? The first time you received a love letter. Dear sunshine. By the dazzling brightness of the day. It has elated and given me the opportunity to write you the love thoughts of my heart. By the tingling strength of my pen, I pitch my heart to the paper and ask the flying birds to carry my love to you. Watch your love letter that Eddie Akoma girl be Emma girl Nedia Quachiren and Namfo Emma Woo Chemua Homo Osha Utimu say Atija the Namfo need to be frozen hair, crash a brown natural bro for Fuza. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Stony places are those people who have the English verb or vocabulary will call them naive. They are innocent. They haven't seen anything like disappointment, betrayal. They haven't seen anything like that. Their hearts have never been broken before. Those are the stony places singles. They go into a relationship without any reservations. They love with all their life. Then they realize that everything that has been told them was a lie. Oh, I want to talk to you. Relationships and lies. Unbelievable. Enter. entro. So, oh, entro. The Bible said in Numbers chapter 23, I am not a man. God is not a man that he shall lie. That means that men lie. Oh, men can lie. Oh, my God. Lakamoke amale. Oh, God. My Lord. Jesus. Obot tongues, but Odin draw. Di romanda zi. But he can lie. On top of tongues. It's going to be good tonight, you know. Oh, it's going to be very good tonight. I'm starting very slow, but I'll pick up very soon. Say amen. Then when the stony places single realizes that I have been lied to, instantly his or her heart is broken. And they take a position. If this is how relationships are, then I will not give my heart wholly to any woman or to any man. Those are the number two kind of singles. Then let me go to the third category of singles. In that particular verse, now we are in verse number 5. Verse number 5. Okay, let's go to verse 6 then. In verse number 6, the Bible said, and when the spirit, it withered away. Let's go to verse number 7. In verse 7, the Bible said, and some fell on thorns. These are the people, the kind of singles that go into marriage or relationship. It doesn't work. They break up. They go into another one. It doesn't work. They break up. They go into another one. There are people like that in this place. There are people who have been through multiple relationships. There are people here who have been married before. Now they are single. There are people who have been married twice. Now they are single. I met a single woman on Tuesday night. She told me that I have been married twice. All my husbands are dead. So she's single. So my point is very simple. We don't have the same kind of singles. I am going to tell you the last kind of singles. It will amaze you. The last kind of singles are very interesting ones. Those ones are married. They can marry, or they can be with married couples. They are single. They marry, but many will be here. That kind of singles. Singles that are bisexuals. I am single, but I can sleep with a man and a woman at the same time. Trumu trumu, but at the same time, into an engine hole at the same time. Can I be open with you tonight? Yeah, I'm going to go deep. Very, very deep. Very deep. We're going deep. Yeah. I realize that church don't talk about certain things. Love talk, that is what God told me. What the church don't talk about, you go talk about it. Yeah. The church doesn't talk about sex. We don't talk about feelings. We feel that we are too spiritual to talk about feelings. Somebody is getting attracted to somebody and they are afraid to even share their feelings. And I want to talk to you. Obi wo no mu a ope wo bi ope so oware no enye mpena twe ope so one ne tena ebobra but oye den koka. Tongues are ankawabwewe, li murunta, disa, unimobo, but unim said ye yesi obape. So we bring all that into a forum and we begin to talk without any reservations and the grace of God will help. Can I hear a good amen? Yeah. Okay, if your mother didn't teach you about sex, And your father didn't do that. In school, it was too shy to talk about it. Now church is also not talking about it. Who is going to talk about it? And therefore, they get married and they are just lying down like a pole. Oh, God, help me. And no one is what the hell. I said, boobra. 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 And consider Ben Obe Buaba. Consider Ben Aquenso. Or no, on your church boy, no other one. One nante nante. Menaya Jeform. And no, I said, what the hell with your Kalabasha. Pia! This is the reason why we are here. Let's peel the beans and do them. Say a good amen. And I know I'm a shed rose, so I'm a say so far shed rose. More and more baby, one and shed rose. Oh, shed rose, I'm sorry. Well, shed rose, I better not, sorry. What's the difference? It's no difference. Say a good amen. Yeah, allow me to do that. And may I say that I may not be a man of God to everybody. The people that God has sent me to are here tonight and watching tonight. So let's keep it like that. Say a good amen. All right, let me go further and then begin to... If this is the kind of singles, then why do we have so many single people who are not married? I mean, this is serious. The truth is that they are growing. Serious, they are growing. We have too many singles in a church. That oftentimes when you come to a church and you say, married people, lift your hands, they will be fewer. The single people will be more in a church. Therefore, what is the problem? Let's diagnose it and let's begin to work on what the problem is. We need to be able to discuss and get to the bottom and get a solution. It will help all of us. Say amen. Amen, Israel. Hallelujah. But let me read the 8th verse, 7 or 8. And some fell among, no, 8th verse, verse number 8. The Bible is making it very emphatically clear. He said, the other fell on good ground and brought forth fruit. Everybody say fruit. Fruit for the last time. Yeah. This is where every single person wants to come to. This morning on radio, I was talking about the top 16 mistakes single people make. And one of those mistakes is, lack of knowledge about marriage. We don't have, help me on this thing. Obi kwakwaye nurse, they get trained. Obi kwakwaye doctor, they get trained. If somebody is going to be a police officer, they go for their training. If somebody is going to be an army officer, there is a training for that. Why is it that when somebody is going to be married, there is no training? And marriage is for better or worse. If I feel like I can no more be a police officer, I just resign or, drop the uniform and walk away. If I feel like I cannot be a preacher, I just walk away. If I feel I cannot be a soldier, I just resign. The point is this, marriage does not give you that opportunity except on the instance of adultery, on the instance of life-threatening situations like murder or any of these things, then you can walk away. Therefore, this thing is going to lock you to somebody for life. I have stood by coffins and caskets, and women who are married takes off their rings and put it in the coffin and say, from today, I am free. Yeah, because when you are married to somebody, you are tied. Why do you think they said they are going to tie the knot? Ye be bopo. Sa po no ye ba ye nsane. Jise ni pa ne u. So can you imagine if you are tied to the wrong person? Recent findings of the causes of cancer is unhappiness. Unhappiness in women. I was reading unhappiness. People come to church and they are happy. They close and they are going to their homes and they are not. I'm going to talk to singles and then we can understand a few things. One of the top mistakes that people do are, you know, unreasonable expectations. You are not that kind of person. And you know, and that is why we super mempe, we super mempe, we super mempe. We be a super on your class, on your size. And you're better because angels in your mewari nipa. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have a picture, a mental picture of the man you want, and you are looking for that man. But oftentimes that man may not come as your picture. You will have to make them. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Let us go further. Tonight I'm talking to you about seven blessings every single person must be blessed with. Seven blessings for singles. If you have these seven things and you are still single, I will be shocked. Very, very shocked. If you have these seven blessings and you are still single, I will be sure. Number one, value. Value. I came with my golf clubs. Bring it to me, sir. And number one, value. Can you get something very soft on the thing for me? Very, very, very low. Value. Esther, will you help me? I will want to do a bullet point number one, number two on the thing. Thank you very much, sir. Bless you. This is a golf driver. This is Dunlop, this set. I brought it when my father, Steve Mensah, introduced me to golf. We played golf with Pastor Matthew Ashimolo in London, Bishop Sapon in London. My friend, Reverend Felix Ofosubuahe, we went to help these mighty men of God to play golf. After that, my father taught me how to play golf. Now, this is a driver or a one wood. This club is an ordinary club. But the moment I put this club in the hands of Tiger Woods, instantly value has been added to it. It then is no more an ordinary club. If we want to auction this one, it may sell at $1 million, just this. Because Tiger Woods played with it. These things, they don't care about it. Yankin and say ye ko heaven and tiyako heaven no serious if we Tiger Woods ya boni di onye yasem because he is going to hell. Sana ya dwenye. You will be shocked when you find Tiger in heaven sitting at the front and he has enjoyed all the money in the world and still he made it to heaven. Adia menunu wa Christofo no ho ne se. Ya ye ya dream na utterly unprofitable. As I see so, asadie Yesu nim fa so. Ewa as I see so. So I'm realizing that many people now are even marrying people who are not Christians. I'm serious. Because you are Christo ni no ojina ho ni tiri ho no ne kabe she no na tade e she no ne nase ene ne ye bia what they buttons can let me get them tons no kura anya ye fe. I'm telling you, a Christophobe Brehunyakono. Christophobe Brehunyakono. And you feel you are holy. It's just that you are haphazard. Oh, yes, Sakatu. And your holiness. You'll be shocked that in your so-called holiness, nobody will marry you. I'm telling you. When you miss an or ye no idea a yefe it attracts. I'm telling you. Can I begin to go further? Can I have you into my back? Come on, let me do something very quick. Uvalu ni a raw state. Raw state. Canvas and pabua kambu. Because store and is selling for, let's say, 150 Ghana cedis or 200 Ghana cedis. Michael Jackson, the nine shimna of rock, now you see an auction, instantly it can be 1 million Ghana cedis. The reason is because somebody put on that shoes. If Sakonye is here, Archbishop Duncan Williams Betenaso, me Papa Steve Mensa Betenaso, me Mami Christiana Dotete Betenaso, you know, Bishop Doug Betenaso, Benny Hinn Betenaso, Idahosa Betenaso, me Papa Kwesia Mwako Betenaso, and woman asked, sorry, and I say, I want to auction this chair. Instantly, the value will go very high. The reason is because some valuable people sat on it. Say, huh? There is a particular scripture I would like to read to you. Genesis chapter 29, verse number 17, downwards to verse number 20. It is a story about Rachel. Jacob went to a place, wanted a wife. And the Bible said Leah was tender-eyed or tingled-eyed. The Bible said, and Rachel was beautiful. There are some women in the Bible that the Bible, you know, termed them as very beautiful. Like Rachel, like Esther, like Mary, like Rizpah, like Abishag. They were beautiful women. Like Phoebe, like Lois, like Eunice. These were women that are very beautiful and very pretty in the Bible. Even the Bible acknowledges beauty. Yeah. Because God is not a haphazard God. God builds a city and the road, the streets of that city is pure gold. Crystal gold. In other words, the gold is like mirror. You can look at yourself and it's transparent gold. You see yourself in it. When I mean a second to God is not haphazard. And I realize that in recent time, you are seeing all manner of Christians and they believe that if you wear expensive dresses, you are going to hell. If you wear nice things, you are going to hell. Well, I want to tell you, a bayon ding, so will be your crew. A bayon ding, so will be your crew. Let me tell you why. Everybody attracts their kind. I attract mankind. More and more, hey, you are mankind. That is why you are here. You will never attract anybody beyond your level. You will attract people on your level. Check your life. Because you are attracting your level. There is something about you that is making other people's husbands do that. Most of you, by now, this year, 2020, you should be making a decision for 2021 that you will go back to school and add value to yourself. I'm talking about school, academic school. Yeah. Let me put it this way. If Mama Rita, my daddy, does not understand where God is taking me and does not add value to herself on all areas, you will realize that at a point, there will be a huge vacuum between me and her. When the Lord called us, she realized that the level that the Lord was taking me, I have not been to Bible school formally, but I have a study in my house where the Bible school is. Therefore, quickly, she enrolled herself at Dominion University at Action and added value to herself. Because, and yes, sir, baby, no, we will be two different personalities. You may be looking for a husband, but that husband possibly might be on the next level. And if you are going to attract that husband, you will have to raise your game to that level. I'm telling you. And so I am going to debunk that kind of, you know, Christianity is looking poor and wretched and looking the status quo and Sakatu, Basa, Zuguma. I'm telling you. Everybody say value. You need it. Everybody here needs it. Value. If you do, baby, you may want to relevant view. Because your value has been stagnated for a long time. Ejume mukura, enipa akwakwaye courses, nomini adia, and all that, no, pack promotion. If you are not adding value, we are corporal in police, corporal sa anadbeko pension. Value! Wherever the bankers are upgrading themselves, you know, chartered accountants, they are upgrading themselves. Instantly, promotion comes. Value. I don't know how you see marriage, but I'm telling every single person that is in this place, marriage is not the only big thing in life. When you are single, you don't have to wait until somebody comes before you enjoy your life. You should be enjoying everyday life because God has blessed you as a complete human being. Oh yes, I wish I can explain that. Let me say this because I may not come to it again. I realize that we have a lot of young, vibrant, energetic, anointed young men and women in church who are anointed. But there are certain things that women need free. So. And Debbie is hygiene. Choosing. Jare. Impreno. Very important. Because if you are in a relationship with somebody now, they cannot tell you. Yeah. See, I'm telling you something real. I decided I won't go there. I'm going in another direction. But let me mention it before I turn to the other direction. Yeah, Jare, everybody here, make it a point at least twice in a day with the kind of weather we find ourselves in this city. Wouldn't you mean, can't you say, Ubo Brazy Abako 3 days, I won't see you. Tia! Ebra, yeah, worship, we won't say, Brazy and the Sentinel rise up. Enye mema nkwa na omo sosu mubon. Enye mema nkwa na omo drosu mubon. Enye mema nkwa na omo motu mubon. And I keep telling the guys after kalabala, 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 chumotuam, chumotuam. Deal with your armpit. Onipanwa odono, onti min kanchiro. That's why I'm telling you. The halitosis in your mouth, emanating, originating from your mouth, can even quench angels. When you move bashima angels and gas and say, as I say so for Sana Matia. Oh, but dear. Chuaemo, chuunemo, chuumotuum, chuutum. There's no two ways about that. Chuutum. Ubi anjini tum. Asama meka siri, ebe onwanwa se, ubi tewe nchenya, bibi tu nuadeko. Safo nenoma masore, eh. They didn't come to church. Now, why will you think that Jacob is going to serve 7 years for a woman? Value! The Bible said that after 7 years, he was deceived. And Leah was presented to him. He said, no, I don't want Leah. The father said, keep Leah. I will give you Rachel, whom you love, but you need to serve another 7 years. The Bible said, and those other 7 years, verse 20, the Bible said, and those 7 years were like few days in his eyes. Few days. Now, let me put it this way. He was not serving for beauty. He was serving for Ruby, Simon, Asher, Levi, Dan, Absalom. All these children, they came from Leah. But the one Joseph, sorry dear, and the one Benjamin came from Rachel. Only two children. Those children save the whole world. Benjamin. It was interesting. This Benjamin Ninti and ane papa Ephraim baby yawo eba Egypt. And this Joseph was the ruler. So the patriarch can see very far away into the future. There is a Joseph in Rachel. There is a Benjamin in Rachel. Me ware Rachel, I will have Joseph, who will become a ruler and save the whole world from starvation. It was not only for beauty. This tells me that marriage, listen, marriage is not just me doll, me pills, or me mokies. No, these things, they don't last. If I jibble, oh, I wish I can explain it to you. I know many people have been married for many years and all that. We have been, myself and Didi, we've been married for 21 years. For 21 years, 22 years, 21 years of marriage. Every married person will tell you that you don't always, marriage is not always romantic. Because it comes to the point where marriage migrates to purpose. We are married for a purpose, not just these ones. I know muamuti hey, eda me ware pa. No. Sometimes I'm standing here and I'm blessing a marriage, and the woman is standing here, and I can see from the eyes of this guy,
When I say, now you may kiss the brass. No, but after two rounds, after three rounds, what you want to say?
We are single people, but munna ka bia me nsa bia se nan bi munna maka hwena. O mesi mienu a me asa me nsa bi. Aso am ka me bo. Tie! Tababro, as you are getting preaching, baby, never free premier will be a hard anchor of your own neighbor. Now I want to ask, what is your value? What is your value? Let me ask. I asked a question on radio this morning. I'm going to ask to you also. To all the women that is in this place, to all the women that are watching us online, if we take away your breast, your engine, okay, your vagina, and your butts, and your hips, and your body, what again can you offer? Now, let's talk. The man who is going to marry you, apart from sex, food, and few things that he, what again do you have to offer? That is the value I'm talking about. Yeah. Now the men who wants to marry, they want to marry beyond sex. What is it that you can offer? What is it that you can bring to the table? Marriage is like business. Business partners. Somebody contributes money, other people contribute effort. Other people contribute ideas. They all bring it together and the business runs. I am asking every woman, what do you have to offer? This is the very reason why you should be successful before marriage. So that the man will not be bluffing you. Oh God, help me. Oh, one son of Shibu, please. If you've got nothing to offer, I'm sorry. Please. This is the reason why they can say, pack your things and go to your mother's house. Because you have nothing to offer. There is no value. And that is why the men can tell Winnim Yansa, if you hire, if you want, Winnim Yansa, they talk to you anyhow. But if they know that the sofa belongs to you, the curtains belong to you, the TV belongs to you, the fridge belongs to you, the kitchen belongs to you, when they are talking, they talk with a lot of decorum and a lot of respect. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Tia! I'm talking to singles. Yeah. By now, what Tawasa say? Why your foundation? Who see what dying? Bema bia will be shiasa wobano. Uhunu se wobawi or any swadimu. Straight. Oni will deal ya or you're very, very respectful. I'm telling you. Mami misa meman and so say, apart from atopa, what are you bringing to the table? Apart from smooching. Apart from maybe Tildros, what again do you have to offer? Everybody is looking very beautiful. Women are looking extremely wonderful, beautiful. And men are also looking elegant. You know, I met a couple of people who have joined this church. I met most, some of them at Forest and Bible Kasia. And some of them, when I met them, I realized that they listened to the teachings a few times, and then they started fixing themselves. And then suddenly I realized they were not as old women as I thought. Because maybe she had one pipe, and I said, yeah, look, children, I saw them, and mama saw them, and him, and all that. And Radimamikuno. Then I realized that ukuno hunyano ebehete. So I taught them, fix yourself. Sunday I meet them and I go like, wow, impressive. How come you could believe in such deception? Onyame onye disorganized though. God is too organized that everything that comes into the space of God is organized. When you are organized, you attract organized people. Look at how polished you are. Obi te a dress or shirt 3 weeks. You see, edasu go basket in him. You know, a mema te a the boxer shorts or shirt 3 weeks. O year a buffer no one also or a shanda. Holy Ghost. Papa. Say amen.
Number two, versatility. Versatility. The word versatile means all round. See. At the job market or in the marketplace right now, they are looking for versatile employees. They are not just looking for a secretary. They are looking for all-rounders. The secretary must know how to drive. The secretary is very good on the computer. The secretary must be able to know how to, you know, have people skills to receive people and all that. They are looking for one person who can do at least 5 things. So they want to employ somebody, but that person must be doing the job of 5 people. That is the kind of people they are looking for now. So I want to employ Pastor Steve in my company. And I am not only looking for somebody who can teach, but also somebody who can learn. Somebody that is adaptable and adoptable. Versatile. So you are not only going to be a wife, you are going to be a mother, you are going to be a leader, a manager, a leader of your home. You are going to manage the finances of that family. You are going to be a career woman in the marketplace or the job market. You are also going to be a woman of God in church. You have a career, you have a ministry. You are an all-rounder. When you say, you know, the days of housewives are over. I'm telling you. Oh, I'm saying, bro, the days of housewives are gone. Now there is nothing like housewives. You must be good in the kitchen. You must be good with skills of talking. You must be good. Your casa, your senior. Minka kasa not as the language itself, but kasa as a skill. You must be a great communicator. You must be able to choose words for people to be able to understand that you are communicating.
This is one of the reasons why there are so much chaos in relationships and marriages. Because there is not effective communication. What is that saying? Actually, that's saying. Makasa ba menka he. Why ne ba ye? Namu koye den ne ye den na niye mebi koye niye mebi na ne. You are not communicating. So the skill you will have to learn. I'm telling you. Hey, ubi one who fe e funko ane wene nu. I see a lot of them on the internet. Beautiful. A phone call. Bit much when Maka Quasia Mukasia. Unintitia. Chosimo Ibeku. Training. They don't have it. Utoni Trapum. Omeina Betunga. I'm telling you. There are so much, you know, going on in the world, and you will want to position yourself in a place. Huh? Let me say something to you. If marriage is an advantage or a blessing that has to come to you, then you need to market yourself well. I'm not talking about tongue, no. What I am saying is this. You must be a marketable product. Say, you want ma ten waha, na bema ba akoba hanu oso ope yira, it should be you. Say, you want mema ten waha, na obaba aku wants to make a choice in prayer, it should be you. You should be in the place that if it comes to preference, you should be preferred. Ye pe obi yinua, as I say, yo. I'm telling you. And so don't think that the time is elapsing because God is still working on you. Sister, I am in Pabu Chicha when you saw. And so Bible shall move to him. You must be all round. You are good. Yeah, why, baby? I'm serious. Here, I am your pastor. I'm talking to you. If you are any man, come kuni in Krumani fufu nomine adie. Now, one who said you make any and a crew. And chichi, you know, chichi. Make yourself available and learn. Everybody say learn. When you meat pie, when you first year wine, chicken, la paz, mulam, whatever, and all that, you know, and all that, pieces, whatever. You don't know who you are going to marry. Suddenly you are marrying Benihin's son or daughter. What do you do? Somebody say it is better to be prepared and not have an opportunity than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. Versatile, all round. You are all round. You are there. 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 You must have a knowledge, a little bit on architecture, history, IT, you know, and all that. You are there. All round. Yeah, Pobi, or you're good in bed. You are there. Yes. And somebody say, Adie, was he unkind? Yeah, bed, and are you good? I'm going to tell you. There are five kinds of knowledge. The first one is sense knowledge, if you nyansa. The second one is experiential knowledge, si yun nyansa. The third one is academic or cognitive knowledge, school nyansa. The fourth one is revelation knowledge that comes from God and from above. The fifth one,
yet the war war your friend no inherent knowledge. We are then the one who said, "Abane tuya we nimo yedi yebi." Obi ankanchiro. I was you know watching children. They were playing. And go out. I'm standing there and watching the children on a park. Yes, I'm more born yumbi. And then I call up. I could have to pay kushia back. I am talking about children, toddlers, like 4 years, 5 years. I could be kushia. I'm saying, hey, say. Which generation is this one? Ewonimu. Yet the warno. Yet the warno. Knowledge be oha. Ne aibeni. Ne babeka aibe. Ewonimu. It's within them. It's inherent. It's part of you. Yeah. Abofra baby. Omani baby. Or the tonnings of the best and num. Knowledge in each then is at the influence I call a num. And then one vanjan assume. Oh my God. The knowledge, your knowledge inside. Your knowledge. Knowledge. You worry, did I have not known any woman? But your boy, Jumao. What did the American do? And you will be under the catch or say, Pedia, or Tokwa. And you will be under the catch or say, you know. No, no. The fact that we are Christian, I'm an angel. We can teach them now. Teach them. Teach them this way. Teach them that way. Teach them this way. Teach them that way. Teach them! Hallelujah. I'm going to wrap up. Say amen. Amen. Now, when I look carefully at the versatility, I am looking at somebody like David. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, Bible says, Samuel says, I can't tell you, just he said, Omani nene. And there remained, he said, there remained yet the youngest one. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 going. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch him. For we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was rowdy. Withwhile of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look on. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him. Number one, he was rowdy. Rowdy now, yeah, Kano, it is a very, very powerful word. It was the same word that Solomon wrote in Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse number 10. Yeah. Rowdy means glowing, shining in the other versions. Yeah. Look at this. My beloved is white and rowdy. The chiefest among 10,000 who describe it, the beloved. Let's go further. Verse 11. Let's work. Let's read till possibly verse 16. His herd is as the as the most fine.
Turn it into GNT. Let's look at a softer version of the Bible. GNT. His face is bronzed and smooth. His hair is heavy black as the raven. He goes in the next verse and said, his eyes are as beautiful as doves by a flowing brook. Doves washed in milk. I want a dove. I am washing in milk. Doves wash in milk and standing by the stream. In verse number 13, the Bible said, and his cheeks are as lovely as a garden that is full of herbs and spices. His lips are like lilies, wet with liquid myrrh. Even a man in Israel has a moisturized lips. Moisturized lips. It couldn't be out the baby vision as well. You have attracted your kind. You will have to carve a niche for yourself. You will have to raise a standard for yourself. I'm telling you. You cannot make a mistake as a single person to be moody. I'm serious. You will have to learn to be nice. Be nice. I wish you can understand this. You have to learn to be nice. Let me tell you, we are not teaching you things we don't do. You see me and church members, Sunday morning, I am going out for the second service, and I see church members who have come to church and they are waiting to come in for the second service. Hello, how are you? Hello, hi. Hi, sweet. Hello. Hey, what are you? For your selfie. You know how? You need to be nice. You need to be nice. You need to be nice. I see people at Forest and Bible. Hello, sweet. Hi, darling. Hi, baby. Hi, girl. Hi. Learn to be nice. I'm telling you, Obi Bakaso Omidi, I have me woman nipa me nene nam dada. For all you know, he is not the one. I'm telling you, for all you know, he's not the one. Ube koshia ubi na di muna nebeko and you miss it. Be nice. Learn how to say hello. Everybody say hello. Thank you. Shiaka. Yeah. Jen Kurasasem. Hey, Black Kwame. Jen Kurasasem. Messi Jen Kurasasem. Jen! Let me ask you, Pastor Steve, you have been married to Mavis. Would you say Mavis? Huh? Maybe it's even soon himself who pay it. To who came was hello. We don't care who I was hello. I'm telling you. I can't. Hallelujah. We are a single person. First of all, and sorry, and Kaseme Hurome Nema. We, Woody way and namu area ho ukununya bayadin. Everybody usoria no pa as a woman. Siano pejare. This is you.
You bath, you wash yourself, and you dress up. Even if you are not going anywhere. Casually, you are home. You are in your shorts. You are in your t-shirt. You are in your skirt. You are relaxed at home. Where you are. All the time, where is your home? You never know. And they are coming after you. Obebano. Obi ohono mu a wo fear na wo hunu na wo be shocked, especially without makeup, without the wig, without the, because obi ohono mu a konro no a wabo no edi be 5 months it wo shia na wo chen komfo na komo oba. Yeah. Mama come for a dear you are and your Bible and your counselor. We should tell the people the truth so they can be married quickly and have their lives and enjoy life before the rapture takes place. Oh, yeah, you can clap your hands. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 32, can a beautiful bride forget his ornaments? Or can a bride, does a young woman forget her jewelry? Or a bride her wedding dress? Absolutely no. Totally no. Now, number three. So first one is value. Second one is versatility. Number three, beauty inside, outside. So I will say outward and inward beauty. Outward. All that I'm saying is outward. But there are some things that has to come from inside. You must be beautiful. A young man beautiful from the outside. You have money and you are making money. You work. You are very industrious and all that. You are a Christian. You love the Lord. You worship God and all that. You are hygienically clean. You are excellent and all that. These things are all there. But inside, you must be beautiful. There are two kinds of hearts. I will start with the ugly one first. Mark chapter 7 verse 21 is the first heart. Nipemu wa kume muna ajwen boni filiba. Ubi wanuma wane unambad wajwen huboni. I'm talking about married people. Look at this. From the inside, from the heart, come evil ideas which lead you into immoral things, to rob, to kill. Next verse. It goes on and says, to commit adultery, to be greedy, and to do all sorts of evil things. Deceit, indecency, jealousy, slander, pride, and folly. Foolishness. Another heart is Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. That one is what we need to develop as single people. Look at this one. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. In conclusion, my friends, fill your mind with those things which are good and that deserves praise. Things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, honorable. Not puno. The tea and grofo fumes to puno guso. Mama, you need too fast. Baby, cry me. Can I get on a moment? Say, man. Fill your heart. A born again believer. turn it into King James. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report and of virtue, if there be any praise, think about these things. This is what must fill your heart. When you look at the songs that Pastor Prince was singing, you wake up in the morning and your earphones are worship. You cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we stand in here only because you are. That atmosphere surrounding you, I'm telling you, that atmosphere, you never know. The lady singing the song just at the workplace and somebody heard your lovely voice. Oh, you've got a lovely voice. Thank you. In tufo. In tufo. Obi Wara, oh, you've got a lovely voice. Crash me, Jimmy. Who can win a bed? When you're grown, every man wants respect. Let me tell you, women, what men likes briefly, and I will tell you what women like. Men wants respect. Whether you are older than them, they want respect. Whether you have a degree over them, they want respect. Whether you are richer than them, they want respect. Once you want to be a wife, you are ready to submit. Submission, listen to what submission means. Submission simply means I am influential and powerful, but I have intentionally decided to bring it under yours. Intentionally. Bring it under yours. Oh yeah. Now, listen to this. Men want to be pampered. Yeah, because there are three personalities in every man. There is a little boy who wants to play, there is a king in every man, and there is a beast or a madman in every man. It depends on the one you are addressing. It depends on the one you are addressing. My wife went home to sap him and came back to me. Immediately she came, my kiss was here. My pampim was. Because I was by my study and by my desk. And, and my keys were, hi, baby. I said, yes, I'm here. Mwah. Yeah. If I stand, performance is a quality. Because my nerves and my hormones and my spirit. Everybody says smooth. Thank you. We are so for now and never yet to Yadwa Mumaswa. You miss your quotations. Preaching, well, preaching, it's about love, it's about football, it's about wrestling, it's a yen to me who knows someone woken. A diaphra, a tua boom. I will tell you this because I say it at Laugh Talk all the time. Marry your friend. Unipani your friend, Odonesa. Friendship or not, at least friendship will hold it. At least anye di awe madam for. Bene wa na ne ye hibum. Wachi, Yeah. There are six kinds of love. The first one is God's love. God kind of love. The unconditional, the agapios. Number two, eros. Erotic love, love for marriage. Number three, filial or philia, friendship love. Number four, ludios. That kind of love is a love for subordinates or superiors. That is the love for soldiers. They go to battle, and if somebody is hurt, we can draw you back. That kind of love. Then pragma, long-standing love. Me papa will see people, and me some people will see people. That kind of love. Now you call Presby. Me papa painting, I'm called Presby. Me papa and go free me. So I call Methodist. As many people be mentioned at nine. That kind of love. It may not be committed this, but may Jaya Masore be committed this because of my father. And then the last one is philosia, self love. You have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, nobody will love you. I'm telling you, you must look at yourself in the mirror and say, man, God did a good work on me. Enti se wo ridomido chofi na we furu ye kese a put yourself together anopa fix yourself enya wo kese ye fe ba kese bi wo ho a atrashie And I didn't prepare for that. I would have shown you kese bi o ha ye kukuru kwa brane frim paso. One of I live, there was an event. And I didn't know there was a television reality show for plus size people. Diasa. What does it mean? Ubulufono besa. And the final, they had it just opposite me. And then they were playing a lot of music. So I was asking my children, what is the music all about? And they said it's a competition. Now we share plus size people who were dancing. At least they are plus size, but umutime omo. Minka obolonua je obi nebekem frimbaso. Oba baya baya. No. Fix yourself. Love yourself. Self-love. Say amen. Let's wrap up now and then we go to the question time. You know, number four. Everybody in this place will have to understand that before marriage, you must be relevant. So, number four, relevance. So, whoever is there, put it there. Number one for us. Number one, value. Number two, versatility. Number three, inward and outward beauty. Number four, relevance. Lamentations chapter 4, it has been one of my favorite scriptures. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. Book of Lamentations, the fourth chapter, the second verse to the fourth verse. He said, Zion's young people were as precious as, was precious to us as gold. But now they are treated like common clay pots. Marriage must be received. We must receive God. Look at how beautiful a bride looks on her wedding day. And then they get married and they lose themselves. They forget about everything. Picture. Tell the photographer, Yimi Bako. Yeah. Oura, Yimi Bako. Why? Iti, photo, so when you're ready, more, you might. Pacho Yimi Bako, Kwesi, Daya, Odia, Mame, why? Everybody is looking beautiful. Don't get married and then a feed your uko baby and to money sue mu, you know. I went to a place to preach. Gaso, Ishasa de Mami be no brazy, a bobby see, but oh, a dear what bobby said, no one's on the say, a do baby, and no one no immobile. But Ujan is our weight, you know, it stretches by itself. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Love yourself. You are a child of God. Love yourself. Relevance. So, you know, value. Number two, versatility. Number three, outward and inward beauty. Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 11. Very beautiful scripture. Look at this. For those of you who think that Christians don't have to do all this, this is God. This is God. God has a wife, and this is how he treats his wife. I put jewels and bracelets and necklaces. I gave you a nose ring and earrings and a beautiful crown to wear. Verse number 13. You had ornaments of gold, silver, and you always wore clothes of embroidered linen silk. You ate bread made from yeast flour and had honey and olive oil to eat. Your beauty, he never stopped saying beauty. Your beauty was dazzling. You became a queen. God treats people like that. You are my queen. Everybody say queen. Kazohima. Yeah. Sia mema mwa munsia said your friend. Kazohim emema ngwa ohima. Ah she. Wa she.
Emema munsia nka ohima bi ohima. Number five, maturity. I realize that immaturity is causing too many singles. Why not now in a casa? Why not send a text message? And your immaturity. We are too insecure. If your man will cheat, he will cheat. If your woman will cheat, he will cheat. I'm telling you, if she will cheat, she will cheat. You can't police people. Yeah. Come police people. If they would do it, they would do it. Say amen. Maturity. Don't be petty. Don't be childish. Give people space. Somebody shall space. The fact that me yewo fiancé and now fiancé na enjeresa what told me. What told me saying? Saying the saying so. Ufri hene eba no. It's childish. Give people space. I lived in England for almost 4 years. My wife never asked me, Godru, and you be a one shes or London. No. Space. Give people space. Because before you even say yes to a proposal, you trust the person. And yeah, if you don't trust the person, why are you in that relationship? Was his prof you wouldn't me about the mini pay wouldn't throw and so you would nipa and so you would nipa wouldn't draw but do you would nipa what you are to me say where you would nipa dear one I'm a cast a mini bread in the war some more heal. I don't know. I don't know. Before somebody say, I will marry you and you say yes, there are 7 things that must be in place. Trust. Transparency. Respect. Sharing. We have to be able to share information and everything. These things, they govern that, you know, union. It is a sonny way now we don't deal with it. And one is there. Number five, support. You are going to be with this person for the rest of your life. Say, see, I'm in the day 1 year, 22 years. You've got 22 years. I can't believe this. I can still remember the wedding day. It was just like yesterday. Say, see, 22 years, eh,
And we have a lot more years to go. Oh, it reminds me. I was reading of an article. And the article was about Akuko Bema, Akuko Nini. And yedene to ema bebere entem. And then Omo realized, Ofruwe, within one day, no afru mabe 18. And Omo yi no, nomdene koto ibua, obaba akupeno. Ofru baku mienu miensa nine ujaye. Next day, Omo ho amfro. Next day, Omo ho amfro. Naturally, so pe hit and run. Afiti, ya mebe kachel. You are going to put it in your mind that I am going to be that one woman who will be like many women. One, but thousand. We are Christian, you can't hit here. Into the woman, no, you must prepare yourself as a single woman. So open his head. I'm telling you, we are done 24-90. Many say a big gubia bar club. And you are learning something. That if you marry, should you marry, you will not just be a novice, but a very well-informed, well-prepared, well-organized woman or man, ready to face marriage with purpose. Yeah. It brings me to the next thing, vision. We don't just marry beauty and excellence. We marry vision. Didn't right now, you cannot tell me it's kiss me only. Now it's purpose. It's vision. I want to marry a man of vision, a woman of vision. Because after after that, we will pay light bill. Oh, if actually you're here, more electricity for it again. Who may be also young good yare, you track water. Who may want to suffer, no, ever from. Now, let me say this. Most of you have been through many relationships, and now you are believing God for some. Some are in relationships, others are not. Ask God to grant you a woman of vision. A man of vision, a woman that compliments you, a man that compliments you. Do you know that there are women and men who are insecure about their wives and husbands? Oh, yeah. Pastors, the woman, also, that kind of thing. And maybe the woman is doing well. I tell Didi all the time. If you are the billionaire in this country, would have been come to you. And once Mitchell said, "Did they hear crusade with Nigeria? He had 1 million. Tito Mat County, why? Ne boa 1 year disease can. Serious. Ne boa 1 year disease can. Same thing. Sister, or Tom watch and come boa na miaye. I'm telling you. I will add value to her. So wo fufu choba o wo vona mejiska. Let me check it. Mebo. Obia jo ngambalanziska no. Yeah, ukrompete di una mwa. Yeah, and just abundant so far, you know. I'm here for you. Say a good amen. Vision. There must be a purpose. Because if we make babies, 4 or 5 babies, now to take one person to school is money. A lot of it. Can you imagine if you have 3 children and they are all going to university at the same time? I'm telling you. We were level 300, we were level 200, we were level 100. Oh, you will feel it. You will feel it. Who are Mark 3 or 4, number 2, kwa yako abruchiri, you will feel it. Ticket, you will feel it. Inti, yangu by heart, more and more, you know, many, many single people are too loose. Ube nguwa nguwa nyam. Anayadena mnyehe. Nenena unyam. Adiyense unu na akikano. Nenena unyam. Huh? And I know, you know, these guys can boldly say, what kind of nonsense is that? We need to make ourselves condom, impe condom, infele condom. Same we use a condom. Hey, Uba Forest and Bible, because yes, I use a condom. Kwesieda communion, Uba saying you use a condom. Wabedi communion, would as we use a condom. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Sex before marriage is a sin. Cohabitation, Jesus said, is a sin. We call it fornication. Everybody say a draman. Your one sassan, a draman, a draman, a draman, a draman, a draman. Will be a whole year in so a draman. Who can be true? Say amen. Amen. Last thing I want to talk to you about, and then we go to the questions, is love. This generation don't have real love. It's not there. This is one of the reasons why there are no real marriages. Hey! Real love, it can never leave you. Real love can never divorce you. Real love will fight on and hold on until it works. We don't have real love yet. Real love will take all the nonsense until the dust settles. Our marriage was, you know, didn't become this instantly. It's been a process. It's been a journey. We also been through all the nasty periods and all that. We are coming and all that. And then after 3 years, everything begins to settle. By 10 years, you must know yourselves very well. And then you realize that you are falling in love again. You are in marriage, but you are falling in love again. Real love. Then when we say, oh, don't know about, sorry, Musa, you know, come and we say this. Hey, brah, hi, brah. No. And so let's say that the lady knows how to drive. So no problem. You can, oh, go ahead. Oh, my, use the car. All right. No team and all that kind of thing. And also, I know, oh, come on. That's what we say, so no for more. When Timmy can say, you won't say. What all? What you are doing? Because who name said? The case is Jaya, Ochinaka, and me, Yam Fanko, baby, I'm decon. Sometimes it's not a car. He gives you money. And that is one of the reasons why the Lord asked me to bring you here to tell all the young ladies, you need to be financially independent. Get a job. Get a job! Get a job. days of a man feeding you should be over. As a single woman, you must be making money. You must be making money. This thing I don't say to, you know, let me say this to. Do you know you can learn from a fool? Proverbs 6, 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Proverbs 6, 6. Let's close with that. Lazy people should learn a lesson from the way ants live. That means that we can even learn from an ant. Okay, then you can learn from a fool. We can learn something from Muslims. A Muslim would never marry a Christian. But the Christians are already in love with them. Shocking. If you Muslim, no address, you know what? Now, you're Christian, you know what? You know what? Let me tell you, when we talk about holiness, it's not bondage, it's decency. You are decent. Decent. Precious things are hidden. And pen nice draws, now they are cut us. Yeah. What tenacia? The Bia Michelin said, yeah, tenacia. Sit down like this all the time. Whether you are even wearing trousers or knicker or long dress, sit down like this. Yemanenka. What tenacia? No, I can't number. Could to get your come on. Bibisha will nine them. Ne boy, yet day. Ahumatiebi is there. Tokurofiebi waha is here. Chena said like this. Don't sit like this. Don't sit like this. A dear way a ye precious. Yeah, ya no akabo. Ukauna to soa. And the skirt is that. Scared and obey when you say, ah, no, a kind of home, intino, you don't just pay ya when I ya, be when you sit down, ha. I said, oh, I did a major baby, my men, man can't you know that. Many people were not told that after sex, you will need a tissue to wipe off semen, so it should be there. And then I be more here, my name is that. I'm teaching you. Learn how to sit. Unufu, unufu, Bobby, you know. Baby, you know. What shout out here to say, you know me. What to bottom, you know, nicely. But the moment here, we be dry her, I'm a happy. A dramay, I dream about it. Everybody say, a dramay. Can it be you? Yeah, you were German tardier. You were German tardier. Scared to be what I was shot. What you mean, say, engine, no? Why expose, no? A man be brain shot, Ross. One cry, ah, because she need be your bed for free America. You to need petty petty be rich, yeah. Obana need the catch bachelor. Draws crunchy. I'm telling you. Yeah. Oh my yeah, you got way of your bedtime teaching Gary in. Do you know how I watch your picture now? My shed draws. She has said here to Nancy. Unufu, the board, Denny. Don't turn on my. You know, dear, you. No. Somebody say, I am a child of God. You are a child of God. se me nware ye na se me pe yire a ama na be ye sofo ma me a odwo nse nka me mepe obi sa. I don't think so. Look for somebody who has the love of God. You rebuke that person. They are not going to be angry because you did it in love. Yeah. Number two, if you have love, you are ready to learn. Sister, Patadie na hugo. Obi ono mokura. I sorry. Na chene se. Patadie. Enye yente. Ma menfan to me. Yosu e diye ma menfan to me. Enye yente. Nani bufu. No. Oni pano ni Kristo mudo. Oni agen sa chira. O di agenda fo fro ne ba ye. Iti ntumano adebe katano. E diye 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 ne. Na wana asuma. Wana asuma. Ya adi ntumano eba katame ho. You don't do that. You don't do that. Mimi da no pe bi ye mpa ibo ha da no de mea me wono se we die e ye fidie pa yeah I'm telling you uware na we your ba you will be shocked that other women will be flirting and seducing your husband in your presence. If your husband is a loose man. Because whatever you allow, you cannot complain. Once you allow it, yeah. We used to have a man in this church. There was a man who used to attend this church. And I realized that he was married. But he was attracted to young girls. And what he will do, no, he will do you favors. One envelope, black or brown or white. And you want to now here? I saw me here. They said, you went on. So, no problem. Take this and buy some clothes for yourself and bags. 50 million. So, that in bad your number is me that was bad. Who name a number and take a bad charge in a number? And then, oh, one was send a picture. No, there are two phones, so no, the abra. I said, who's with crowd the abra? When you are 50, dada. Until now, you don't know whether to. And so in prayer, we rebuked him. Not spiritualism. If you don't repent, you are going to hell. We rebuked him. Rebuked him, and then he stopped church. But before he did that, his wife knew this. He takes it there. Oh, problem. Yen or forest and Bible case here. Now you break it. But if you are caught up in a situation like that, what will you choose between? Between your faith, your salvation, or between this man? Many young girls are here who been behind thy mouth. Now you are caught in between. Kofidro preach, everything you know atupebi de ubeko bonzem jem atupebi beku atupebi beku atupebi ko atupebi ngunwanga atupebi yakunana continue atupeku no or therefore tuade so anana kumate atupebi yakuno asuma me can last week as eh this week or therefore come and take. It is a mouse. And you know, or therefore girl not in the cool hotel, no? Young girl. 25. 24. Or therefore, you are saying, I can't wait to see what by Adamna.
usori anopa na the Methodist hymn.
Nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee.
Now when them say who ben who, ani nyamen temi yekama otule wa na uko. Yeah, amen ka someone chilo.
Don't be carried away by your needs. There are these sugar daddies who can buy your soul. There are allergies in town. They can buy you a house. They can buy you a car. But they will use your soul as sacrifice. I'm serious. So I brought you here as single people that the Holy Spirit will impact us. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, if we have value, and if we have versatility, and if we have inward and outward beauty, if we are relevant in Christ and to the world, if we have maturity, if we have vision, or we are vision-oriented singles, and if we have love, genuine love, there is no way we can be single for the next 12 months. When our prayers are pushing us to your favor, I pray for every single person right now. Let your blessing overshadow them. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Somebody clapping? Somebody clapping? Somebody clapping? Praise the name of the Lord. Say a good amen. All right. Now I am going to shoot three microphones very quickly. And then we are Facebook and YouTube. We are going to take your questions, going to come. Put it on the page, on the timeline or the time feed. We will take 5 questions from Facebook. And then we are going to take 10 questions in here, and then we will close. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let me have another microphone over there. And then we can also have one close to the terrace. That's how it's going to be. And then we can wrap up nicely. Tonight, I am speaking to singles and the needs of singles. And I'm trusting God for every single person that 12 months from now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, with value, with versatility, with inward and outward beauty. What is the fourth one? Yeah. Relevance with maturity. One place that we need to really up our game is maturity. That is where polishing is, refinement. That is where training. You know how to talk, how to behave yourself, how to, you know, go in and come in and all that kind of thing without any bad motives and any evil motives and strings attached. You are a woman and a man of vision. And lastly, you have genuine love. There is no way you cannot be married. You become a marriable material. Say amen. My first question, and the name is?
Dan Pacho, good evening.
Your friend will say.
Pacho, I'm Stella.
Stella, talk to me.
That in Pacho, me person me bisa say, when me be oha o shiawa, o bisa o say, me peo. Before o beka say me peo, o baby sa say, uni o bi oha na. O beka say debi. O baby sa say, o last relationship ono. O ne huay, e ye dinti na. Muniho. But who nipana washia no obe bisa o obe kana sama show seme pe obi ame pese me yesi me pese me yesi. Ye wuni na jamino. Ono na se no obi sa. Me pese me bisa sa adenti na ya na o mu bisa sa.
Okay. That's a good question. Now, let me, this is where I keep saying relationships are falling apart because there is lack of effective communication. Everybody say effective communication. Especially in the emergence of social media. The man is on the phone. The woman is on the phone. We cast our dignity in the edges of that kind of thing. Yeah. When you find a person who no baby, same thing, direct the same questions to him. Also, who no be or her? Yeah. This, we are having a conversation, and I direct the same questions. Now, once where, who no be or her? And then, I only need you. Send the conversation. Don't let the conversation be one way. Don't let, you know, this person be interrogating you. Let's have a conversation. Onipa bi wo ho no mu a obeye ho adwuma. Eya me nwa kra se wanfa no amma. Because there are certain people who share our person on the order. This is the generation that you will. Oshia, the moment they meet you, they want to have sex with you. Strange. Sawam penia, omujin sawon ya papa. Hey, tini ni edi yo. Kurun kurun ye. Edine. So, whatever obisa or no, dane kone so nebisa nibi. Let's have a conversation. Opesu uhunu ni wu trim, unzu opesu uhunu ni wu trim. And that is effective communication. The Lord bless you. Open, so are you fine? Give the microphone to her. Maybe I haven't answered her question well. Yeah.
Papa, me pa sure. Obi o onu a o be ka so onu ni die ni die ehia because
o onye ready for a relationship. Let me tell you something. You are not doing a man a favor by accepting their proposal. It is you receive as I give and I give as you receive. It's a relationship. It's not like yes, I'm master. No. It's a relationship. Why we as our relationship we they make the woman a slave. And marriage is not slavery. Just like holiness is not slavery. Say amen. Hallelujah. All right, sir. Good evening to you.
Good evening, sir. Damini, Eric. Now, it's one question. Okay, sir. I will say, a baby will home our mistake. I want to. But the Bible soon can say, I say, well, Matthew 5:32 say, Senye Jomai no be, Senye Jomai intine ubi jana ilia, wama mobana saya wale, na wa oba wale di ubiye jana nusuno, sa obano suno, wama mobana saya wale, sa obano alabasta, msumebishi ano alabasta wa utu, mitmi wana anasi mitmi wale no.
Well, unimniye oye ya odi utu, minimobi ya wawo 5, ongareda.
Say, we know, why mistake, o wale, Ebusiafobiana solene ana court na ene anka asamno bo wale court anko court ifia wale ba sisia ano nukuna ja no humo no nye adwama na edija ano nukuna ja no pastor ni sisia
wo
so ma bishia no wa wutu net ma bi no so aka chem say dey wa bo wale do bi eja ano no so wa mo ba na say wale
wo si e fro say
Eric
and Eric na so abu asem idara
bye.
Say,
we see why a mistake on the scriptures now. You know, my 2:30, you know, okay, says, we'll be home or a mistake from Jesus and as a bizarre.
And now, what
would you?
And now, who was she and who are master?
Also, why are you single on your speech?
Why you single? Also, you're single. Why don't know if you open that?
This is the Bible was telling me,
Eric.
Say,
I am a woman. I'm single. I have 2 children. There are many women here who are singles, but they have children. Me yam me fe Christo. Me wo me past. Obi ya wo ne past. Obi wo ha ne past. Eni na wari eno. Wabe born again. And the woman who said, yeah, well, yeah, no, no, yeah, bonnie. When you're meeting the bonnie, yeah, channel. Well, better than your body, yeah, fufro.
Send me Panama Alabaster. And what is she, Eric? Eric, any general? Or your body of Fofro? Any another nation? Any man die of Fofro? Put 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the 17th verse. You love him, he loves, she loves you. There is a book on the book. Give
her. Ubi awa awale.
Ejai.
Papa awale. First one. Remember on wejano.
Okay.
Second one. Remember on wejano. Say any pan America. I'm not talking about mistake. Okay.
Okay. No, okay. All right. Oka ubi awa awale. Ejai. Say the an Americano. Awari ejai. Ena wasa awari ejai. Ena waba alabasta.
Waba alabasta.
Ena waba bihuno. Eni oko ne hongo jidi. Wa wa bu asem na dada
sa
wa unu se wa wari aja asen jai ja no man en pere baby tina na bu unso pe o baby tina
hati
what you say
me da se
yeah because ti yesu aka tell the whole kind say see ya free from the book of Matthew you know se obi ware na oja ware na se obi ware na eye ja no no ah die we jawa de ye kware ye na bo adwaman die we ware ni nso bo adwaman eye scripture as you have said there is no argument about that certainly pano you know their situation there and in fact there are certain people cry to be ana wo mo mo they have gone through too much pain that they don't need anymore seriously. Somebody came to marry one of our daughters here. And on have been through different relationship, painful past. I told the young man, this young lady has been through too much pain. Oshe, now we are hit and run for Nibia. This girl can't take any more pain. All right. But our dear, two times, divorce. Na wasayaba Eric and Chain. No. Jano and Mamma Hanadre. Amen. The Lord bless you. We're going by Bible. So let's talk. Hi, sweet. And the name is
Jessica.
Jesse, talk to me.
Dan Pachon Pesan besides say Eba versatility. Ebia Uyoba Mawari. Na Eba ni sex. Se de bia o de we a wo kan say eba sa level na wo se oba no any style bia beba no or so o ye ready.
Oh yes.
Yes. And that person be say in case say oba ni Philippines so on to me nkutu. Now
Adia win to me the other na okoy.
The way I'm home, I'm now almost roomy because I'm see we are cola. Yes, we can't say a cola. Yes, we are never to say a penny. But Mr. Mayor, Sunday, it's like I didn't know me. The may person me taking ideas.
I know. I mean, she looks smallish, and people want to bully her because of her size. But we go on so are very mature from here. And so they speak by maturity, then they are not your kind.
And I'm a third question, he says. So, I said, Oba, I'm going to draw a channel. May first say, and you're going to go back, if you are who I will underwear. It's not, I said, I'm going to share Caribbean, so I'm going to go to the Korean.
Jessica, you are a very interesting lady. The word akitesia comes from the word kata onhosie. Siesie onhosie. Atabie bi owa e transparent. Ye wo tunic. A long tunic. Ye she ansani ashata adie. Put it on. Uto lisa. Ye wo die de lining. Ansana wa she de. Some of the lisa kwa ye be pamne sa. But ube she adie noa. You know, ye de lining mono nicely. Ansana wa she lisa. Somebody may be observing and they may be interested in you and they are observing from a distance. The Lord bless you. Yes, sir.
Hello. Right. Thank you so much for the beautiful teaching. My name is Daniel.
Hi, Danny.
Yeah. So my question is two.
Okay.
The first one is how long do you think that individuals have to court before getting married? And the second one is, you've talked about seven blessings that individuals should have before they get married. My take on it is that I don't think that you can have those things fully completed before you migrate into marriage.
That's right.
So I think there are things that can be learned even after marriage. So do you say that we should get all those things completed before we get married, or you have something else to say on that?
All right. Thank you. Let me answer the second one first. Learning is infinite. You never stop learning. The day you stop learning, you start dying. And so you will always learn. Most of the things that we teach in marriage or in marriage counseling, the couple may not meet it. They may not meet it. Because every marriage is unique. It may come in a different way. And so, you never stop learning. Some of the things you may not possess, some of the blessings I talked about, you may not possess it before marriage. But you will possess it after marriage. It will be a process you go through. Yeah. The period of courtship. 8 to 10 months minimum, 16 months maximum, you should be married. The reason is because if courtship goes beyond 18 months, the temptation gets greater. Feelings, the hormones rises with all these crazy feelings. Every young man in this place wakes up every morning with an erection. Your penis comes up. Sometimes you are praying and this thing is strong in your trouble. Oh, but then yes, any particular to me, any particular free home. The thing has an elastic. Now, on a serious note, if you are courting with somebody, start on the note we want to be married. Many did it. We courted for weeks. Weeks. Proposal to acceptance, 2 weeks. Acceptance to engagement, 2 weeks. Engagement to marriage, wedding day, 2 weeks. So from proposal to wedding, 6 weeks, we were married. Now, we married with faith that the Lord led us and that it will work. Even if we face challenges, the Lord will help us. And for 22 years almost, the Lord is helping us. I think that this woman is just amazing. And so, 8 months to a year minimum, a year and a half maximum, you should be married. So that all these temptations will not be there. Number two, many relationships go through familiarity.
And when the familiarity comes in, the respect goes down. So quickly get married. By the time the familiarity comes in, you're already married. And then the Lord will help you as you sort it out. Amen. All right. Bless you. Hi, sweet. Give her power for me. And your name is?
Please, I'm Bresla.
Hi, Prissy. Talk to me.
I wanted to ask that. I'm going back to my sister's question.
Okay.
She was saying, like, if you are with someone and the person wanted to know your past, I wanted to ask, is it necessary for you to tell your past to someone? Is it necessary?
All right. There are certain aspects of your past that you cannot avoid or hide. For example, you have a child. You can't hide your child. You should be proud of your child. Your child is part of you. If the person will marry you and your child, praise God. If they don't want a child, then they don't want you. Such a past you should tell. But there are some past, it is not even necessary to discover it. Everybody has a nasty past. Before we became born again, I have done nasty things. Ubi sama se wa beka, they will tell you. Yeah. You know, so when people, you know, are talking, if there was something that was a nasty past for me, it was violence. You know, violence that police could not mutate. All right? So, my past like that, you know, they will have to hear some of them from my friends. And some of them she will never know. Because some of it, she can't take it. True to be, oh, people who can be the arch them. Who can we hear no one? Now, there are certain truths that are not even necessary for you to bring up. Okay? Past the bit, you have a child. Let them know. You know, sometimes you have a history health-wise. You are asthmatic. You are sickle cell. You are HIV positive. Let them know. Let them know. Those ones you can't avoid, because those ones, it will be revealed. You can't hide it. Certain truths, you can't hide it. For example, you've had breast cancer before, but you are a survivor. Tell them. There are certain things that resurfaces. There are certain things that has a history. It may come up. Like you have HIV. Let them know. They are coming to sleep with you. You are going to infect them with HIV. I know a young man like that who is in this church. Fine gentleman. The lady is HIV positive. Didn't disclose. They started their counseling. And they fell into fornication. The guy slept with this guy whilst they were preparing to, you know, get married in the ladies' church. Now this guy is HIV positive. Now he doesn't want to marry the lady. What's the point? This truth should have been discovered, especially when they were going through counseling. So there are certain things you can discover. There are certain things you must conceal, because again, necessary to even bring it out. You know, many Emma 300 ada, many Emma 14 ada. What does that mean? Actually, saying, yeah. There are many singles here. Born again, I cover. So, Prissy, yeah, God bless you.
Good evening, Daddy.
Hey, man of God, how are you?
I'm blessed.
The name again?
Emmanuel.
You might talk to me.
Okay, Daddy, how are you going to address the public about this family planning that is going on? And the second question is that, assuming that you've met a lady, and the lady is coming from a church who doesn't believe in this family planning system, and you too, you're coming from a church who believes in those things. And how are you going to, you know, cope up with such a lady? Because in church, and people recall out was in ABC, I have family plan, I have one, Obi say they are your bunty, you're buying it then. Because Obi on your bow will buy a seven. Those things.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 8. Let's go to chapter 38, rather. Genesis chapter 38. Hallelujah. I know where this family planning thing is emanating from. It is about an Old Testament story of a man who had seven sons. And then, according to Jewish law, according to Jewish custom, if a man dies and he doesn't have children, his brother will have to marry the late wife, the person that is dead's wife, the widow, to raise up children for the dead man so that the name of the dead person will not be extinct. This guy married and then didn't have children. And then this son, second son married. Can I have seven young men? It's just an example. One lady, Dorinda. So let's say that this gentleman is married to this lady and couldn't have children with her. And then go sit down. He is no more, this person marries her. Couldn't have children. Couldn't have children. Now, the whole idea is to have children for the first, because ononaniyirini. In the time that the first one, second one was having intercourse, the whole idea was that have children for your late brother so that his name will be raised. When the semen is coming out, he will pull it out and spill it to the ground. Now, God killed that young man not because he couldn't make children for, but because of the motive, the intention. Now, we quote that scripture and say that you cannot have children. You cannot plan your life by using contraceptives. And this is a big injury. Serious injury. And you see these people, they have like 12 children, 10 children, suffer over bear 10 children. I already told you that raising one child is a big issue. So I am going to tell you this way. When you come to counseling, family planning is part of counseling. Indeed, now your question. Okwa sorry be a omu believe we say yen yin family planning. Say the day I'm a year, me the sin be a was on him. It is sin be a was on him. Now, fade the day. It won't rain, oh, or ban on rain, oh. Do you know what it means to give birth to one child? Some women die giving birth to children. Some women bleeding. And you quote to scripture, doctrine. Let me tell you something. If you don't plan your life, baby, we are saying, life will be difficult for you. And the Lord asked me to bring you all together so that we can be able to be wise. My people are destroyed. My people, not the people of my people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. The Lord bless you. Your second question was, it's answered. The Lord bless you. Amen. By now, Nanka, we are having 14 children. All right, let's close with your last two.
Please, good evening.
Good evening, sweet. What's your name?
Priscilla.
Priscilla. Hey, how come I have another Priscilla? Talk to me.
Please, in your word, you say that we should marry our friend.
Yeah.
My question is, is it because my friend know everything about me? That is why you said we can marry our friend or... And secondly, if maybe I'm with a friend and he proposed to me, it's like, oh, Dabi, may know we are friends, but mean to me, accept too. Like, I will feel shy. So I can't accept him.
Praise him. Hallelujah. Okay, let me answer Priscilla's question quickly. What I mean by marry your friend is, Ubi Wahwa, you flow so well. You have a vibe. You have a connection. You are connected. Ubi Beka se wo ye mi soulmate. Oka se, you were meant to be together. That is the right person. You must marry. And then you feel shy. No, we're not shy. No, I'm connected. No, amen. All right, thank you. Last one.
Yeah, Daddy. My name is David.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, fine. Please, my question is: do you support long-distance relationship? If you support,
the person is in America. You are here, or
maybe. You are here, the person is at North. Oh, maybe.
Anyway, so what's up now? Okay. The thing is that what is stopping you from getting married?
Maybe you are not yet ready for the marriage.
What do you need to be ready? You don't need much to be married. Okay, let's do a very quick calculation and then we'll close. And to my friends here, high target, how much is one? 60? 60 by 6. 360. All right. You need a few things like drawers, bear a pack. A pack of drawers. 50 Ghana, 25 Ghana. Rings. 15, 3 in India, 45. Uma Amisika, 50. Uma Papa, 100. Akonta, 450. All put together. Ose. Uma Amidi, 50. Yeah. Sensing. All right. But you don't need much. To be married. Maybe any enough. And then she in nine. Listen, go and take your parents to the lady's parents and tell them that we can't pay. No, listen. That is why church is part of your life. get your church involved. There are certain things that pastors talk. I have negotiated many times. There was one of our members is at Alabaster City. Okowari, your baby, were out there. So, listen, the man was so expensive. I negotiated a reduction. They are married. Yeah. If you're a papa and mom, say, be man 100, be man 20. Facebook. All right, talk to me.
Papa, please, I'm Enoch.
Hi, Enoch.
Papa, please, there is something that is going on in this particular generation. And then 90% of young men and then young women in this generation said, yeah, they be a taikan, one in the whole. But obokomune ebi before.
Okay.
Forbidden fruit in Watiari. And I was saying, Buduana to for my the question is, because when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, Bible no bobo new maybe so, oh yeah, you will not like inherit the kingdom of God.
Okay.
And the first one is fornication.
Yep.
And then when you open Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, also talks about the same thing. And the first one is fornication. The question is, Omaya Sadiano, Beman and I just saw Bewaino. But on my side, you know, biblically, you know, are they supposed to set apart or they should continue and marry?
All right. So now they have committed fornication and they want to marry. Should they go ahead and marry? Is that a question? Now, many relationships that comes to the altar. A jujum. Many. Sometimes I wonder why we are wearing a white garment. I think that we should be wearing a black garment or a brown garment or a wine garment because you're jujum. Now, let me answer your question. I think that God can forgive you and bless your marriage. The only thing is that if you can do that to me, then you can do that to somebody else. But God can forgive you. And he can bless your marriage, give you a new start. Yeah. That is the essence of grace. The grace of God can give you a new start. Amen. Facebook, 5 questions. Talk to me. Okay.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah.
The first question. Does God reveal the person that you're supposed to marry? Will God reveal the person to you? That's the first question.
Say it again.
Will God reveal the person that you're supposed to marry?
Give them power for me. Yeah. Will God reveal? Will God reveal or can
does, God? Does God reveal? Like, Oichiro say, oh, this person is your husband, this person is your
wife. Oh, yeah, if you pray about it, God will give you a prayerful answer. Yes. Number two.
Okay, so they are in a relationship and they just, towards marriage, and they just realize that they both have sickle cell. What wow. do they do?
They are in a relationship.
And they have started the processes towards marriage.
This marriage is not advisable because it's going to be a very painful future. And so we don't advise that. We do not encourage that at all. Because when you see these sickle cell patients in hospital, blood transfusion, finally death, prematurely, it's too painful. And so we don't encourage it at all. But I know that somebody will say, well, we are Christians, and so why don't we believe God for a miracle? And this is why I quoted the scripture I started with. my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Next question.
That's education.
You wanted to ask something from this question, or you have your own question. Okay, next one. Let's finish up with you.
Does education level matter in marriage?
It does. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? We have to be in agreement. Did they oil me level? Me feeling no me yadano. Ube bani eti a carpet so from Edianini sin tem. We terena we are tiare. You know, yes, good rules, yes, it's in and I'm saying you didn't tem. Was worrying them, you know, my rebar caught and I'm saying, yeah, you know. I mean, it's our level. The people will be a meeting, me worrying the next three, Jimmy, you know. You know what I mean? Not this person who too straight. I don't know whether I should say it. How will he? No, no, no. That's not our relationship. You know, me, you can, we can drive home right now and be in the car for 1 hour and we are home. The engine is on and we are talking for 1 hour. Yempese and komoni switcha. The first step said I be beba be boom. So we are in a car 1 hour. Education matters. Let's say that I am above her level. I said me obeka je me correct no. E be true baby, I dey. Be bia with it. That is how it will be. It matters.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.